You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
So today's Stock the School, it's part of our volunteer engagement series sponsored by Texas Instruments, and we're at Clinton Russell Elementary in Dallas ISD. We also have another event at the West Dallas STEM School, and we have volunteers, about 200 from a number of organizations, including Texas Instruments, PepsiCo, Contran, Bank of America, Mr. Cooper Group, who have come out to help get the schools ready for kids. So teachers start next week on Monday, and they're going to walk into these buildings really delighted and surprised because all those kind of things, those tasks like putting together shelves and tables, fixing up the teacher's lounge, will have been done for them. It's almost like some magic fairy dust happened over the weekend, and they're going to walk in and like, wow, I'm ready to go. And so they can get prepared for the kids who will come in another week. And everybody's going to be good to go. Getting schools ready for kids is a critical piece of getting kids ready for school success, and that's what Stock the School is all about.
And so I was telling Danny, I'm sorry, we have a point at the camera. I just came from the mayor's back to school there.
Yeah.
And one of the things they say is, you know, we want to get kids, to get them the school supplies so they're ready day one to start learning. And it's got to happen, but it's the same for teachers.
It's exactly the same thing for teachers. You know, what we know is that teachers tend to spend money out of their own pockets, either for school supplies for kids or even for classroom supplies. In fact, in Texas, a recent survey said that teachers said that they spend about an average of $935 on school supplies, which is a lot on a teacher's salary. It's a lot on any salary. And so putting those resources into the schools for teachers and also for kids, again, sets them up for success.
Yeah. Are people, like, when you tell people that, like, how much a teacher spends, are they surprised?
I think if you know teachers or you've been a teacher, you probably are a little surprised, but not everybody knows that. And teachers, you know, again, the number one reason they say that they spend their money like that, their hard-earned money, is because they are so committed to their students. They want to make sure that every kid has the opportunity to succeed. But, again, if we can do that as a community, our corporate partners, our volunteers, our community leaders, civic leaders, parents, it's a team sport. Honestly, getting kids ready for school and through school, teachers are the most valuable players, in my opinion. But it takes all of us to make sure kids succeed. And not only does it take all of us, it's in all of our best interests that kids succeed. So bringing everybody together and making this commitment to the community is great for teachers, it's great for kids, but it's great for everybody else, too.
Because if the kids are set up to succeed in school, then you know the next generation is going to make the Metroplex better, the world better.
The world better, yeah. I mean, you know, it is self-interest in many ways that we want our kids to succeed, not only our own personal children, but everybody's kid, because that's our future. You know, it sounds a little bit trite to say, but it absolutely is the truth. And when those kids are ready to succeed, that means in 20 years from now, 15, 20 years from now, they're going to take on the big jobs and the leadership in this community. And we all want that.
You know, that's one, too. Like, they gave us a couple of teachers we could talk to over there. And talking to one of them, like, she's a civics teacher.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, yeah, like, I remember my grade school. You never know, like, your teacher that is going to make a thing. Because it's, even today, I know, like, the reason I can remember all the parts of the First Amendment is because she said SPREP.
Yep.
You know, speech, petition, religion, assembly, and prayer. Like, you never know. It's going to be something like that that might seem... Like, she probably doesn't remember it, but I remember it.
You remember it. You know, I think that, and there are so many great teachers out there. And absolutely, the lessons and the things that they teach are critically important. That's what gets us all ready for school, as you said, what you remember. But it's also those moments that you remember, too. You know, that I walked into school, I had what I needed, the building looked welcoming, the tables weren't falling apart, my teacher was happy. That makes a difference. I mean, you think about it as an adult. How do you feel when you go in someplace where you feel like, oh, this is a great place. I belong here. They want me here. This is really great. It feels like, yeah, I want to be here. So we want kids to feel that way. I want them to feel like, I want to be in school. I want to do my best here. And you want the teachers to feel that way, too. That really is the heart of Stock the School.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.